I see it as shining the spotlight on the problem because it will be on the ballot as a constitutional amendment. It will require discussion and engaging the general public on the issue, which I think is badly needed at this time. And I think that it belongs in the Constitution because this should be a priority. We have all kinds of other constitutionally dedicated funding, including funding for roads and bridges, funding for parks and trails, funding for wildlife habitat, funding for clean water, for history centers, for public broadcasting, but we have nothing for our most vulnerable citizens. And if anybody needs constitutionally protected and dedicated funding more, it's our most vulnerable. So it's time to make them a priority and to ensure that we're not leaving anybody behind in our society. I take great pride in coming from the state of Minnesota because we are known as a state that leaves no one behind and that ensures everybody has the opportunity to lead a life of dignity and respect and have opportunity. And that requires that we make these needed investments in our most vulnerable and their future.